Hey there, folks. Welcome to our Take 5 podcast. James Hilliard with you. And with all of us is David Thurber. David is an enterprise account executive with AirWatch by VMware. What we're going to do in this Take 5 series is have a discussion that will focus on how AirWatch mobility management solutions really seek to help organizations simplify workflows, enable faster clinical decision making, and improve patient satisfaction with next generation healthcare solutions here. So, David, thank you for taking time to join us. Let's start with your view on how mobile devices are really changing the industry and what that means for healthcare organizations.
Sure, James. Well, you know, mobility is just changing everything. And you have these clinicians who are used to checking their iPhones for sports scores or used to being able to check their stock prices on their iPhone, their iPad. And so they're getting to the point now where they're asking, why can't I check lab results? Why can't I check the med orders? Why can't I check my progress notes? You know, I have my iPad, I have my device, I have so much information here. Why can't I check my clinical records here? And that's really what we're seeing. The demand's being pushed down by the physicians and the clinicians. And it's really pushing back on IT because now IT's got to figure out, how do I secure this device? What happens if this device gets lost or stolen? You know, how do I manage this complex new world with all these different devices running all these different applications? And that's really where AirWatch helps.
And lies the pressure on IT, because before, maybe they had to be taking care of that networked X-ray machine or some of the computers that were in a patient's room. But now there are an explosion of devices out there. It seems like almost anything that is electronic within the medical field now is connected somewhere. So there is more, and it's tracking those devices. It's making sure those devices are where they should be. They're operating correctly. That is my understanding of what and how the AirWatch product suite comes into play. That's helping these health providers work with and strategize for mobility.
Absolutely. And it's not uncommon for a large healthcare system to have thousands of corporate-owned devices. And then if you start talking about, you know, physician devices, it could be tens of thousands. And so you really have a challenge of, how do you secure these devices? How do you track these devices? You know, if you hand an iPad to a clinician and say, you know, use this for your rounding, then all of a sudden, what happens if they lose that device and it's got PHI on that, patient health information on there? You know, how do you make sure you can wipe that device? How do you make sure that you can find out if it's lost or stolen? And these are now the things that IT has to deal with. And it's just a different world out there. When you have these tens of thousands of devices, it's really complex.
You've got regulations out there. That's also something I know driving healthcare organizations to find some way to get their handle on all these devices.
Sure. It's largely driven by HIPAA now. And you see something in the media all the time about some sort of device getting lost or stolen and medical records getting out. And it's really been a huge focus on IT organizations now.
Talked a little bit about the devices. I think we all understand big explosion of devices within healthcare, these connected devices. Many of these connected devices, especially the bring your own, the tablets the physicians are using, they're running on the app, right? That is truly what is king these days. So what impact are you seeing the apps have on improving workflows and patient care?
Yeah, excellent question. You've really seen the major vendors embrace mobile applications. You see them showing up all the time now. And so with the physicians, and there's an idea for the physicians that, hey, when I'm walking from one patient to another in the hallway, why can't I pull up that other patient's medical record and start looking at what meds they are, start seeing their last lab results and be checking this information on the way while I'm walking to the next patient. So when I get in that patient's room, I can spend more face time with them. So you're seeing how it's really improving patient health. So, but as a result, you have to enable these physicians, and then you have to make sure you push the right applications out to them. And then you have to worry about what, again, it's back to also if that device gets lost or stolen, you know, what measures do you take in place to wipe that device and make sure that it's all clean? That's just on the clinician standpoint. You know, we see a lot of these applications in the clinical workflows, but we're seeing more in dietary, we're seeing admissions, we're seeing in discharge, we're seeing environmental services, we're seeing IT. The applications are all over the place, and so it's very complex for organizations to figure out, how do I get the right applications pushed out to the right devices at the right time on the right device type? It really gets pretty complex when you could have tens of thousands of devices with particularly, you know, 50 different groups using them for entirely different ways. You could have somebody giving a patient survey on their iPad and someone else checking a trouble ticket on an Android and a physician doing a clinical workflow on their personal iPad. Trying to manage all this complexity is really challenging, and that's really where AirWatch can help out.
And we are going to get more into the AirWatch product suite on the second part of this podcast series with David. Folks, for now, going to wrap things up on this Take 5 conversation. As we do, I do have an invitation to you. Contact your account team for more information. Also, if you would like to visit pcconnection.com/healthcare or even give us a call, 1-800-395-8685. We can get more information in your hands. Again, thank you for joining us. My name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.